Hi, I'm Pyle, Product Marketing Manager for Android and Google Play. Today I'll walk you through some important policy changes designed to help keep Google Play a safe and trusted platform, where developers can build thriving businesses and users can enjoy apps with confidence. As always, thank you for joining me. If you'd like to dive deeper into some of these updates, we will also be hosting a webinar followed by a Q&A session. Keep an eye out in your inbox for more information. For our policy updates, we'll be covering Play Console requirements, spam and minimum functionality, and privacy, deception, and device abuse. Let's start with our new Play Console requirements policy. We're requiring developers who provide the following services to register as an organization: financial products and services, health, VPN, and government. This is to promote transparency and continuity for critical and sensitive services. More specifically, for financial products and services that include but are not limited to banking, loans, stock trading, investment funds, cryptocurrency, software wallets, and cryptocurrency exchanges. Health apps such as medical apps and human subject research apps, apps approved to use the VPN service class, and government apps, including apps developed by or on behalf of a government agency. The policy is effective for new developers starting August 31st. We'll share more details to developers later this year. Learn more about this by visiting the link on the screen. Now, let's look at some updates on existing policies. The first update is on our spam and minimum functionality policy. We're renaming the policy to spam, functionality, and user experience, and updating the Play Store app functionality and content bar for a more engaging user experience. For example, apps that are static content without any interaction or app-specific functionalities will no longer be allowed. Apps that only have limited content, for example, a dictionary app that does not cover the most commonly used vocabulary, will be more strictly enforced. Learn more by following the link you see on the screen or by scanning the QR code. Let's go over some clarifications. Under our privacy, deception, and device abuse policy, we're updating the SDK requirements page with additional examples of SDK-caused policy violations for spyware and foreground services. This will help clarify how developers using third-party SDKs may be in violation of Google Play's policies. Review the resources through the link on your screen or scan the QR code. Our last item is another clarification on the SDK requirements policy in the malware policy section. We've added an update to clarify how developers who use third-party SDKs may violate the malware policy, as the third-party code might distribute malicious software. This update serves to prevent collection and abuse of user and user device data by malicious actors. Learn more about this update through the link and QR code on the screen. And finally, let's take a look at some upcoming deadlines. For policies that may take developers more time to comply with, we've been mindful to give you more advance notice. For a full list of recent policy updates, please visit the link on your screen. We encourage you to review these updates carefully in case any of them affect your apps. I hope this helps you understand our recent policy updates. To learn more, visit Google Play Academy for free courses on all things Google Play, from understanding our deceptive behaviors policy to running effective price experiments for in-app products. Thanks for watching and for helping us make Google Play a safe and trustworthy platform.